Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 27th of September, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by Senior Editor Taryn Rezada. Hello, Taryn.
Hey, good to be here.
This week's podcast will be over the U.S. epoxy market, which the last time we spoke earlier this year, the markets were in a bit of a flux. Taryn, could you start us off with a brief recap of epoxy, its main U.S. producers, what it's used for, where we were back then and where we are now?
Sure. So the main producers for epoxy are Hexion, Olin, and Huntsman. It's primarily used in the paints and coatings sector, so you'll see a lot of epoxy resins being used in the construction area. So when we last spoke in January, the markets were volatile back then. Prices for both domestic and imports were surging, and a lot of this had to do with tightness overall in epoxy supply. So over in Asia, we had environmental crackdowns, which was affecting epoxy supply. As a result, there was less material coming over here. And even whatever material was coming over cost a lot more. As a result, domestic prices started moving up. So the markets were considerably more volatile earlier this year.
Now, epoxy was named in the second wave of the tariffs on Chinese imports, but if I'm not mistaken, the situation hasn't really affected markets that much. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. So in the second wave of tariffs, which came into effect late August, the U.S. slapped 25% tariffs on imports of Chinese epoxy. But from what we understand, the markets haven't really been roiled by this because Chinese material makes up a small percentage of U.S. imports. Last time I checked, in the first half of this year, Chinese material only made up about 4% of the imports, whereas most of the material tends to come in from South Korea, Taiwan, and Thailand. So it's something that we're continuing to keep an eye on, but it hasn't really affected the markets too much.
And in the current window, where are we right now?
Basically, in the middle of this year, the market started to calm down. We saw the situation in Asia was better. The prices over there started coming down, and so imported material was cheaper. As a result, more material was coming over here, and that also required domestic players to be more competitive. So in the summer, the market started to balance out. And right now we're in a position where the markets are in equilibrium. Supply is able to meet the demand. And after prices surged earlier this year and then they fell in the middle of this year, they've kind of flattened out.
And will that equilibrium continue as we get closer to the fourth quarter, or what will the typical scenario be for the end of the year?
Yeah, so going into the fourth quarter, we'll see the usual seasonal demands. We'll see demand into paints and coatings start to slow down, which is typical for the fourth quarter. But we're not seeing anything on the horizon that could move the market significantly in either direction. So barring any unusual developments, we expect the markets to remain balanced for the rest of this year.
Thanks for the update, Taryn.
No problem.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in Taryn's markets or any of the other markets we cover, you can visit ISIS.com and be sure to tune in to the next podcast.